I've been invited here today to talk to you a little bit about high-rise buildings. Did you know that skyscrapers were first built by American businessmen because they wanted to show everyone how successful their businesses were? I can give you the example of the Woolworth Building, which impressed everyone enormously back in 1913. It had 60 floors, and that was a long time ago. It is a beautifully decorated building with spires and ornaments, actually similar to those found on Gothic cathedrals, those beautiful churches in Europe. Now, you can just imagine how difficult it would be to get to your office on the 25th or 57th floor without the help of a lift. Well, common sense will tell you that the lift and, for that matter, the steel skeleton frame had already been invented before skyscrapers. The lift was actually invented by a man called Elisha Graves Otis in 1851, and the very first skeleton frame building was designed by a major. He was Major William LeBaron Jenney, and this first building was completed in 1883. His initial aim was to build a fireproof building, specifically for offices, giving them maximum space and light. The most interesting aspect of this steel frame construction was that the walls didn't have to begin at the bottom anymore. In addition, architects had a lot more freedom when they were designing new buildings. They could now leave the walls free for big windows, for instance. One of the world's most famous constructions up to this day is the Empire State Building. In this case, a floor a day was built, which was no mean feat back in 1931. The Empire State Building has 102 floors, which required 10 million bricks, and it's actually got 6,400 windows. When it was built, it could be seen from 80 kilometres out at sea.